Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to sit back and take a sip of your tea or tequila, whatever you're feeling today. Let's get talking.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. What a weird thing to be saying. How long has it been? I don't even know. Jared and I went to go get some milk, and we haven't been back for a hot minute, but I guess, should we just catch the people up on our lives and what the frick has been going on, or?
I feel like we should. Like, I feel like it's hard to believe that we've been going to get milk for the last 6-7 months. I don't even know how long it's been.
Close to.
Too long.
Here's my life update, everyone. I moved to Vancouver. I saw Jared for a hot minute in Calgary. I don't even know what I'm like. If someone's like, oh, what have you been up to? I'm like, I don't know. I could not tell you what I do. Like earlier today, I was like handing out alcohol samples to like 80-year-olds. It was just shots of rum. And I was just standing in the middle of a liquor store.
What?
I was like, oh, yeah.
What were you doing that for?
Just for fun. No, just for work. I don't know. I like found this job for Fridays and Saturdays.
I literally had no idea about this, and you're just breaking. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm handing out samples on Fridays and Saturdays to old people. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
But it was so weird because no one fucking does shots of rum. So people were like, oh, whiskey, and I was like, nope, rum. They're like, oh, no mix. I was like, nope. You want it?
What do you mean no mix? It's free. Like, take it and leave.
What have you been up to, Jared? It looks like you've moved into a new place.
Yeah, I've moved into my own apartment. Yeah, no need to flex, Jared. But, you know, I haven't podcasted in here before, so I really feel like I have a lot to say that I couldn't say at home, like some really controversial stuff. So I guess hold your horses. But, yeah, it's been pretty great. I mean, the ability to walk around my apartment with just Worm hanging out at all times is pretty freeing. I must say.
What does worm mean?
Worm is a cock.
Ew, yeah. That's fucking disgusting.
Well, you asked.
What is wrong?
Well,
is that what you couldn't say before? So now you're just like using disgusting words?
Yeah, exactly. I had to keep it kind of PG. Now I'm fully off the rails, rated R.
Yeah.
See, if I said hog, I think you would have been less freaked out. But worm, that really sends people through a loop.
Interesting. So then what's your most controversial take that you have not said? Yeah, because you were at home and you're like, I can't say this, but now you're free.
That's a tough one to really put me on the spot for. Like,
well, I feel like something that could be a controversial opinion would be, what did you think was better, Barbie or Oppenheimer?
See, that is tough. You know, as a marketing man myself, I think I could really appreciate Barbie from that perspective. Like, just the amount of effort they put into every single thing. It's unmatched. Oppenheimer, other than the fact that Barbie was coming out the same day, really didn't do a ton of advertising. I would have loved if they just nuked my city. I would have been fine with that. Calgary, whatever. We don't need it. That would have been like a really fun, interactive marketing campaign. So, you know what? We're going to drop a nuke. Atomic bomb, sorry. Should be more specific here. We're talking about Oppenheimer here. On Washington, D.C. Why not? Fuck it.
Well, I also think they could have done the thing of, like, you know, when you put Barbie in the search bar and it's like, ooh, pink. It could have been like Oppenheimer blows up your phone. It would have been so cute.
Yes, that would have been cool. Like, blows up like in your hand, like blows your whole hand off. Like, that would have been cool. In your pocket, blows off your worm, that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
And you can't call 911 because your phone just exploded. So now what?
Yeah, no, I think, I think controversial opinion. Oppenheimer was Mank for jocks. And I liked Mank. And I liked Oppenheimer.
No one liked Mank.
Oh, I liked Mank. Mank is my fucking boy. Go watch Mank 2020 if you want to watch real cinema.
If you want to watch the most boring black and white movie
ever
made.
Exactly. That's why Oppenheimer was Mank for jocks. It was like, let's kind of like spice this up a little bit by having the goddamn Avengers of the scientists of, you know, whatever at the time. And then whatever. Matt Damon.
I was honestly very shocked of... Online, everyone was like, oh my gosh, like so much new. There's like a 20-minute sex scene. Like, it's fucking crazy. And then I went and I saw the movie and I was like, guys, what the fuck were you talking about? Like, it's like maybe 20 seconds and then like there's titty for a little bit. But I was like, and I'm a person who's very against nudity in film all the time.
Wait, you're against nudity in film? What is this? Why?
Because then I'm like, well, now there's this movie that just has a random titty. So I don't want to watch it with my parents or anything like that.
Okay, that's fair.
But like, I have this list on my letterbox that's like, did we really need the nudity? And I will like go through and be like, no. And I'll be like, well, it's a movie about strippers, so obviously, like stuff like that. And I would say I'm pretty dramatic with nudity, and I'm like, we really didn't need that. Like, that was not needed. But like this one, I'll let it slide. And I was surprised because everyone was freaking out about it. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they were going a bit crazy over that. And I was really thinking we were going to get like full frontal, like Killian.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when we got full frontal Ben Affleck and Gone Girl, I was like, that's what we're getting. No, but
that's
a
spoiler. I've never watched Gone Girl.
Really?
So,
well, we do get a full worm shot from Ben Affleck and Gone Girl. It's pretty great, I must say.
I hate this worm thing.
It's the best.
I'm not letting it.
I mean, the one, my favorite shot of the movie is Cillian Murphy sitting, as I'm sitting right now, cross-legged, but he's doing so nude.
Yeah.
So disorienting. I was like, that's exactly how I look right now.
What a guy. But Barbie was good. Do we know anything new about the Lizzo thing?
I don't know, but I think it's a developing situation. I think it's really
funny,
actually.
Like the voice of Barbie?
I mean, good timing that they came out afterwards, for sure.
I also want to know how people... Okay, because I assume people are signing NDAs, but then how are people breaking NDAs? Do you get... I feel like you should get shot if you break an NDA. Not because it's like, wait, like, I don't actually mean this. Like, guys, please break your NDAs if something bad like this situation has happened.
Like, Evelina wants you to get a fucking shot in the head twice. Assassinated.
No, but I just mean, like... I think I need it explained to me, and like maybe they can make a film about it, but like how NDAs came to be and what happens. Like, what, you get sued? But then can't the person who is doing this bad stuff, shouldn't they be getting sued because they're doing bad stuff? So it's like a double sue, but you said it's a, like, I don't understand.
Well, I think you can break an NDA if, you know, sort of your, let's say like personal boundaries are crossed, or even professional boundaries are crossed. I think if you're going to counter sue, then it's like, there's something there. But I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but fuck it. I would say break any NDA you want. Whatever. What's the worst that can happen? You get shot in the head? Whatever.
Oh, God. Anyways, Barbie was good. What do you think about Ken?
Oh, I thought Ken was amazing. I thought Ryan Gosling was like...
I just realized. Sorry, that was very anti-feminist of me. I'm like, Barbie was good. Ken?
I know. We really just brushed right over the point. I mean, Margot Robbie was great. But like, the thing was, is like, I think... that was a role that like we were kind of all expecting her to nail, and like there was a lot of people at the start, I mean it was basically everyone under the age of fucking 16 that was like, Ryan Gosling is Ken, what the fuck is that, where, you know, us real heads, you know, Blade Runner 2049 fans, huge fans here, we're like, no, he's gonna nail it. And of course he did. I think his comedic timing was kind of impeccable.
What I learned from Barbie is that Greta Gerwig deserves all the love in the world.
Acting. How do you feel about her directing 2 Narnia movies for Netflix coming up?
Oh, I don't know. I have no thoughts about that right now. I didn't really know about that. So
yeah, that one's a weird one. I think a lot of people were like, Greta, no, like, don't jump into like giant IP projects. But at the same time, I think like a lot of people are saying that her goal is to become like the highest grossing like female director, which is like, that's a cool goal to have. I don't, whatever, get that bag. That's how I feel about it. But Barbie was awesome. I like really enjoyed it. I was, beyond going to like a film festival, that was like the most fun I've had going to the movie theater, like with everyone dressed up. I was like, you know what? This is what the movies is all about. I was like, this is what it's fun. This is what it's fun for. I mean, I didn't wear pink. I wore blue because, you know, I'm a fucking Ken, of course. I was going straight for the gender roles. So I also don't have any pink. So I was like, I'm not going to go and buy shit. But yeah, I mean, I loved it.
I mean, in terms of other films that have come out recently, or I don't even call it a film. I'd say like a movie, like a TV movie. We got Zoe 102.
Ugh.
Dude, I fucking... loved it. I watched it, and the whole time I was like, I'm gonna give this 5 stars. But also, I think everyone's still like, we hate Jamie Lynn because Britney. Yeah. But like, let's separate the artist from
the art and all that. Yeah.
Whatever. Because Zoe 101 was the shit when I was a kid. Her and Chase, like.
I hope everyone has watched the show. Otherwise, you're gonna be like, what the fuck are these people talking about? You know that scene where like, where the phone is on the thing and it vibrates
into the,
and it goes into the water. Fountain. Oh, that pissed me right off as a kid. I was like, fuck that. But that and the time capsule. Oh, I think Dustin, the brother, he's not in it, right? I think the cast has like beef with him for some reason.
Really? I remember during COVID, he was like a big TikTok thing, and he kept trying to use Zoe 101 as like his clout.
Well, yeah, and he was, like, doing that, and it, like, seemed like he was going to be a part of the movie or whatever was going to happen, and then it, like, didn't end up happening. So I guess he overplayed his hand a little bit. I was, like, kind of an idiot.
Really embarrassing for him.
Really embarrassing. I haven't heard shit from him otherwise.
But Quinn's in there. If you guys remember Quinn, little science girl.
The hottest.
I think Jared said she's, like, a yoga instructor or something now, so.
Yeah, like, yoga instructor / Instagram influencer, which is kind of a weird career pivot to go after, but... She looked good. I'll give her that. I was like, okay, maybe, you know, take off the glasses. No, easy money.
You're like, oh my God, the fucking trope is true. All she needed to do was take off the dumbass glasses.
As far as the guys go, though, do you think any of them aged better than you would expect them to?
No.
They all aged exactly as you would expect. Chase kind of looked like an uggo. I was like, my bad, dude. And what's that other guy's fucking...
The one that sold drugs to kids?
Yeah, Logan.
Yeah. Yeah, he went to jail for selling weed to kids, I think. I saw that when I was younger, and I was like, damn.
That's awesome. Good for him. I've thought about doing that before. Now it's legal here. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Buy a few pounds and sell it to middle schoolers. Good business.
It's great. So, in terms of digging into some more entertainment news, if we will, we got a lot of Hollywood divorces going on. Obviously, top tier right now. We got Ariana Grande.
And Thoughts? We couldn't even name her ex-husband because who is he?
Something Gomez. Danny Gomez?
Yeah, like a nobody. Like,
I thought that he was related to Selena Gomez, but apparently he's just like a real estate bro.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. That's, I mean, like, to be fair, like, I think you should be able to cheat on any real estate agent. So,
with Ethan Slater? With SpongeBob?
Yeah, with SpongeBob. You know what? As soon as I heard about that, I just thought of that clip of Ice Spice when she was like, oh, the, like, you know, first... animated character I was attracted to is SpongeBob. And I was like, that's amazing. So I think her and Ariana Grande are kind of like Eskimo bros a little bit in that way.
Aww, yeah. Cute.
So I was like, that's fun. Yeah, her new beau, SpongeBob. I'm just going to call him SpongeBob. I don't really care what his real name is. Yeah, he really just went for it. I mean, wife and kid, like, that's gutty.
Leaving a marriage for a ginger, I think is pretty... wild.
Yeah, that's a bold move. I don't know if I would leave pretty much anything for a redhead.
He could have probably done like some tarot stuff on her or like put something in her drink.
He didn't roofie her, to be clear.
Not to roofie her, but like
perma roofied her for months on end just to really make her delusional.
But they're kind of boring. I feel like they were, I wish it was a little more messy.
Yeah, I wish like SpongeBob was like a more high profile celebrity. I mean, like, it's kind of fun that he is SpongeBob and like
SpongeBob.
He had this wife and kid, like that's pretty messy as far as it gets. But if it was someone like, I'm trying to think, like peak Brad Pitt, like in Angelina, like if she broke up a marriage like of that scale, that would be like holy shit.
I also think that it was funny because I saw SpongeBob, like the cartoon character, his wife had to come out and be like, hey, a lot of you guys are directing your comments to my husband, but no, like, we're still together and we're in love. He did not cheat on me. It's a different SpongeBob.
I think that actually would have been even better if she broke up with her realtor boyfriend to hook up with the voice actor of SpongeBob SquarePants, who's definitely over the age of probably 50 at this point. But, like, could you blame her? Like, imagine, you know, the sweet nothings he could whisper in your ear.
Yeah, like, it would be beautiful.
Do you think he does the laugh when they...
Oh, 100%. That's probably where it came from.
From when they when they pound?
Oh.
Sorry, I heard that on a TikTok the other day. It's just some guy who, you know, he's a weird guy. I don't know why I went on that tangent, but yeah, sorry, Ariana. So besides them, who's our number two?
We got the Bear, Jeremy Allen White, Mr. Shameless.
Mr. Shameless. You know, I hate to use the term short king because I disagree with it, but he's a short king, so I support.
Is he short?
Yeah, he's like 5'7", but he's like, I think he's like a 5'6", 5'7". You know, he's on the short end.
Really?
Of the sticker. Yeah, yeah.
Are you fucking with people right now? Are you just trying to keep the ladies away from him?
No,
you're
not.
Like, yeah, he's,
no,
like,
I'm not.
He's like 5'6".
I'm not kidding. I was so excited when I found out he was tiny. I was like, fuck yeah. Yes.
That's crazy. I mean, so is Tom Cruise. That's who you remind me more of.
No, but like Tom Cruise is like a 5'8", 5'7". Jeremy Allen White is like a 5'6", 5'7". Uh-huh. He's like, you know, he's barely there.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor guy.
He's a little itty bitty boy like me. So I support him.
But I mean, in terms of, you know, it's enough heartbreak. I think we get into love. Anyone heard about Kylie and Timmy? We got some Kylie Jenner, Timothy Chalamet. Does anyone know about them dating? Because Kris Jenner is trying to fucking, she's been trying for months to be like, they're dating. Look, it's paparazzi. Look, look, they're dating. They broke up. No, they're back together. And no one cares.
Yeah, no, that's a weird couple. I can't imagine them, like,
what do they talk about?
I mean, immediately, like, in my head, I'm just like, yeah, what are they talking about? And also, them getting intimate.
Oh my gosh, do you think he cosplays as Wonka during their sex?
Yeah, listen up and quiet down. Do you think he pulls that out every now and then? Or listen down and quiet up, whatever he said?
In terms of other really exciting love life, I have a boyfriend. But I also want everyone to know. So, when I met Mark, it was on
9/11? Hinge? Oh, okay.
No. I think it was Hinge. Yes. Okay. It was Hinge.
The app that's made to be deleted.
Yeah. And I was not going to swipe because I was like, this guy looks way too fucking outdoorsy. So boring. I don't want this. I did like a, he already knows this, so I'm not to say it. I love you, Mark. Like, it was also just because his first photo was also really good. Like, his first photo was like this nice selfie, great blue eyes. Like, I was like, perfect. And then I swiped down. I was like, okay. Like, hiking, whatever. Okay. Oh, he's skiing, whatever. Oh, he's outdoor again, whatever. Now I've learned, cause he says like, oh, well, it's because no one fucking takes photos of guys. I have no shit to put. It's not my fault. I was like, okay. But man, listen up. He did a really good open liner. It was like a Hamilton lyric, which he had to go to like my Instagram to find. So he did that, opened up with that. And then
wait, was
I
that not on your profile at all? Like,
no.
He went for that. That's crazy.
And then today has been the first day in 6 months that we have been apart since our first date.
That's bonkers. Bonkers.
You guys, just fucking send it. Swipe on the people you don't think are your type. Just fucking send whatever funny shit you think is funny and don't give up.
I thought you were going to say don't give a fuck. I was like, damn, facts. Yeah, there's not, there's really not much to lose.
Is your love life good?
Oh, it's tragic as always, but when has it not been? But you know, my Hinge, actually, no, I recently updated my, my photos. That has made a positive impact. I had some old photos there when I was full bleach blonde, and I think that was maybe throwing people off a little bit. So scaring off the hose, as you would say. So, I think the refresh helped. But as Mark pointed out, no one takes pictures of guys. So like three of my photos are selfies of some, I mean, they're not like direct, like I'm not staying in front of the mirror, like showing my cum gutters, but like, you know, you get the point. Like, I had to somehow take a photo of myself in a way that makes sense and, like, doesn't make me look like a criminal. So, ladies, if you want to volunteer to take some Hinge pics for me, like, I don't need, like, professional photos done. Like, that's too much.
That can be the date.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know if that's a perfect strategy, but it could work.
So, here's my hot tip. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this might just be me, but I think don't, because a lot of guys do this. They'll have a photo of, like, them and, like, a bunch of girls. And I don't know what they're trying to like.
I think that's either a case of I don't have any photos of myself in a group setting, so here's what I'm going to put. Or two, look at all the girls that I got. You're clearly, you want to be a part of this? You trying to cook in the kitchen? Like, not because they're a woman, but like you get the idea. Like, you trying to cook in my kitchen, you, whatever. So I think that could be relevant. I don't know. I don't have any group photos.
Someone needs to rewatch Barbie.
Yeah, I probably do. I mean, patriarchy really should just be about horses, if you ask me, but whatever.
You're calling them whores now?
No, horses with a silent W.
You get swiped on whatever apps you're on, do you?
Rarely.
Okay, sorry.
I would say it's like once every few days.
Well, anyways, moving past that, when there is a swipe of hope, you respond to them and you're like, hey, what's up, that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. What are you doing on first dates?
Oh, I'm exclusively drinks. I'm not like planning a fucking, I'm not going laser tagging with you. Like, I'm like not trying to like plan this whole thing because I hate planning. That's my whole thing. Like, I don't want to plan anything ever.
Interesting. What drink are you ordering? Are you going to a bar or a restaurant? Like, what? Walk me through this. I want to see how many red flags I can spot.
Well, I like to get their opinion. I'm like, here's a few spots that I enjoy or like I think you would enjoy. And then it's
why
like,
are you, you're just going to assume you know them? Okay.
Well, yeah, because it's like, yeah. I think the idea is that like some people want you to be a bit assertive. So I'm like, well, that's not really me, but I can try.
Jared being a dom? No.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm a sub. Come on. Sometimes I think my number one trick is kind of like tricking them into planning it. Like, not like the whole thing, but like, I'm like,
okay, so
here's a few,
manipulation.
yeah,
Cute,
here's like, here's
cute.
a few spots. And then like, I'm like, just gonna like pick one. And then if they don't really like any of those, I'm like, okay, then they like suggest one. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's go there then. And that's the whole thing,
Okay.
I think, is like, now being downtown is like, proximity is a huge thing. Like, if you live like outside of downtown, I'm like, I'm not coordinating this, like, not like coming to pick you up and this whole thing, like just be there, be square kind of thing, you know?
Okay. So you show up to the date. What are you ordering?
What am
Like,
I
what drink
ordering?
are you getting?
Oh, well, I'm exclusively a rum and coke guy, but like, I think I'm pretty clear that I like don't like certain drinks. I'm like, I'm not gonna order a beer. Like, I'm not insane because beer is bad.
Are you wanting a girlfriend for the winter? Are you trying to settle down and cozy up with
I could be open to it. I could be open to it. I'm not opposed, but you know,
some winter
that's,
boo?
I'm feeling it out. Yeah, like, well, that's the thing about proximity. I'm not driving across the town for you in the winter. I don't have winter tires. I'm not risking my life. I'm not risking my life for you. Come on, don't be crazy. That's insane.
Crazy. Wow, you really know the way to a woman's heart.
So
This
I'm
is gonna be
like,
good.
I should be able to walk to you, and if I can't walk to you in the winter, then it's over.
Well, you could just get like a long distance girlfriend.
Yeah, I think that would actually be kind of fun. I think I'm actually pretty good at that. 'Cause then like there's not a lot of commitment involved, you know? Okay, so then given all this stuff, what are some tips you have for me?
Just go for it. And like when I mean that, I mean like hang out every day for like a week.
Whoa, that's hardcore.
But then like it's expedited. And if they're a shit person and really annoying, then it's over with a lot faster and you can find the next person.
That's fair.
Another thing I'd say, go to a bar with them to see if they're fucking annoying when they're drunk in the
Yeah. I
beginning.
think
See if they're,
that's a good point.
cause some people are when they're drunk, I'm just like,
Some
shut
people
the
are
fuck up.
mean. I'm like, damn.
I'm not a good person.
You're mean? Oh my God. It could
Yeah,
be them.
no.
That's a Sagittarius thing though. That's why.
Is it?
Yeah,
That would make sense.
Sagittariuses are mean drunks. All of them I know are.
Honestly, the second date with Mark, I was hallucinating.
You were
I like drank,
hallucinating? Wait, why?
yeah. I just drank way too much, and then I like thought there was someone in the room with us, and I was like, "We can't kiss. Sarah's here." And he was like, "What?"
That's terrifying. What do you mean Sarah's here? Who's Sarah?
I don't know, like this girl I thought I saw in the corner.
Oh my God. Yeah, that didn't scare him off at all.
No. So this is why you gotta like fucking just get plastered and then figure out what the fuck is wrong with this person.
Yeah, that seems
And
like a
then,
good advice.
yeah, because after that, I was like, oh, okay, well, if he's normal, he's gonna be like, hey, just not really into like a commitment thing right now.
I'm not
But no,
Miss
instead,
Sarah watching us.
he was like, no, I'm way more into you now. You're fucking crazy.
It's like,
Oh,
perfect, yeah.
thanks.
So you have to figure that out right away. That's the key.
Yeah,
Huh.
definitely.
I like those tips. No, I feel like I'm gonna go into the dating world now and really just lock it down. If in the meantime, like any, you know, women listen to this, and I say women because, you know, I want you to be like over the age of 21 at least. Because yeah, it's creepy otherwise. Yeah, if you want to see Worm, hit me up. You know where to find me.
Ew.
Okay, well, I gotta put it out there. This might be the last podcast
Fuck
ever.
thing to say.
I have nothing to lose. It's just like you said, you just gotta go for it. I'm just going for it.